This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm really looking forward to Rip Van Winkle. Rip Van Winkle's a lot better looking than what I read about in books. Leanne McAdoo is back. She's like 10 years younger. She looks like when I first met her. She didn't look bad before, but she just like got in a magic time machine, went back in time. She's going to be in studio with us. She's been forest bathing for a year. She deserves it. So we'll get her take on things in studio. We'll continue with your calls, a bunch of news. We're taking your calls right now. Deplorable Hill. Yeah, that's interesting. Nom de plume. In Nevada, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Good to talk to you, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
President Trump needs to move against the deep state. He needs to make an example out of somebody. I think Brennan would fit the bill there. Somebody needs to citizens arrest Hillary Clinton. Somebody needs to move against her, of course, legally.
Why do you think she's so arrogant, saying China come help us defeat Trump and Trump needs to be arrested and Pelosi says Barr needs to be arrested? They've committed all these crimes nakedly and they're still just so arrogant. They're losing on every front.
I think it's because they think that they still have control. They still think that the stay behind networks that Obama put in are still running a show. And they're arrogant, full of hubris. That's just what they are.
I agree with you. Where do you think this is going?
It's not going anywhere we don't want to go. It's headed to a civil war if we don't move pretty swiftly. I think that's what we need to do. We need to make an example out of somebody legally, of course.
Exactly, and we're not going to start a physical fight, but what if they activate the Antifa, the MS-13, that's admittedly going to kill a bunch of police chiefs or try, kill a bunch of members of Congress, and then stage some events to blame it on us? I think you're going to see very smart people that are already in place go into motion and probably catch these guys in the act while they try it.
Well, first of all, you don't want to piss off the Patriots, the United States of America. That's for one thing. And, yes, we do need these individuals to go after the deep state. We need to lock them up.
Well, I just know these people are a joke. And, again, this is an incredible time to be alive. Thank you so much, Deplorable Hill. Okay, next up, let's talk to Tracy in Georgia. Tracy, thanks for calling. Go ahead. We'll go to Pastor Sam.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, real quick, I have to agree with you. I believe we're already on the way to a civil war. Right now it's cold, but I feel as though if it's announced that Obama had anything to do with anything that's been going on with the Russians, that's what's going to turn it into a hot civil war. Because the way the mainstream media is whipping everybody up right now, you know their number one word is racist. What way to show that President Trump is racist by him indicting Obama?
Well, that's it, because it was Hillary and Obama that gave the orders for illegal spying. It does lead back to them. That's why Clapper and Brennan went out a month ago and said, hey, we were ordered to by Obama. And I agree that when it leads to that, they're going to try to trigger some type of race war. But the left hasn't been successful getting that race war started so far.
Right, right. But that's what's needed. They haven't been successful because it hasn't been the right trigger. Everything else, everybody else can downplay what's been going on. It can go in one ear and out the other. But if the beloved ex-president is named, when no one believes him, no one believes that he will do anything like this, that's the difference maker.
No, I agree. That's the race in the hole. You said it. It's because they've got Obama, a former president, and going after a former president, period, is a big deal, and the first black president. They will be able to spin that it's being done because they're racist. And so I think that's why Obama still moved into D.C. He's kind of running the show still, running the shadow government. I think you hit the nail on the head.
sir. And that's why Jesse Smollett is able to do what he does. This is why Kim Fox may not have anything done to her, even though the city of Chicago has requested her to come.
You know, we got Leanne coming up, Tracy, but if you can hold a little bit longer, I want to come back because you're really, you hit it. I was looking for the answer. That's it. Tracy answered the question. If you can stay, fine. If not, you got to go. I understand. Leanne's coming in. More calls straight ahead. We're going to host the fourth hour with her as well. So get strapped in, folks. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view, I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Policies and practices, and whether you have demonstrated sufficient impartiality to continue to oversee the 14 other criminal matters that the special counsel referred to in other parts, to other parts of the Department of Justice. But now, we know more about your deep involvement in trying to cover up for Donald Trump. Being Attorney General of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign. I have some questions for you. Is the White House exerting any influence on your decision whether to allow Special Counsel Mueller to testify in Congress and when?
No.
Now, you've been clear today that you don't think that any of the 10 episodes of possible obstruction that the special counsel outlined is a crime. I disagree. But you seem to think that if it's not a crime, then there's no problem. Nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. So, with apologies to Adam Schiff, do you think all of the things that President Trump did are okay? Are they what the President of the United States should be doing? For example, do you think it's okay for a president to fire an FBI director to stop him from investigating links between his campaign and Russia? It may not be a crime, but do you think it's okay?
Well, I think the report is clear that...
No, I'm not talking about the report its analysis of whether
evidence.
A crime occurred. I'm asking you. This is not a crime,
reports.
But do you think it's okay for the president to do what he did, to fire the special counsel to
okay
keep them from investigating?
I think it's okay for the president to do what he did, and I don't think the evidence supports the proposition.
So I guess you think it's okay.
To stop the investigation.
Do you think it's okay for a president to ask his White House counsel to lie?
Well, I'm willing to talk about what's criminal.
No, we've already acknowledged that you think it was not a crime. I'm just asking whether you think it's okay. Even if it's not a crime, do you think it's okay for the president to ask his White House counsel to lie?
Which
look, if you're just going to go back to whether or not it's a crime, you're telling me that it's okay. Let me ask you the last question that I have in 17 seconds. Do you think it's okay for a president to offer pardons to people who don't testify against him, to threaten the family of someone who does? Is that okay?
When did he offer a pardon to someone?
I think you know what I'm talking about. Please.
What do you mean?
Please, Mr. Attorney General, you know, give us some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here with you.
Not really. to this line of questioning.
So
we're gonna, listen, you slandered this man.
Yeah, what I sort of want to know is how do we get to this point? Yeah,
I do not think so that I'm slandering anyone.
All I can say,
Mr. Chairman, I am done. Thank you very much.
And you slandered this man from top to bottom. So if you want more of this, you're not going to get it. If you want to ask him questions, you can't.
I think this hearing today has been quite revealing to anyone watching it, although perhaps not for the reason some of the Democratic senators intended. One thing that's revealing in the discussion and questions that came up, a word that occurred almost none at all, is the word Russia. For 2.5 years, we heard Democratic senators going on and on and on about Russia collusion. We heard journalists going on and on and on about Russia collusion, alleging, among other things, some using extreme rhetoric, calling the president a traitor. We heard very little of that in this hearing today. Instead, the principal attack that Democratic senators have marshaled upon you concerns this March 27th letter from Robert Mueller. And it's an attack that I want people to understand just how revealing it is. If this is their whole argument, they ain't got nothing. So their argument is as follows. Let me see if I understand it correctly. You initially, when you received the Mueller report, released to Congress and the public a 4-page summary of the conclusions. Then on March 27th, Mr. Mueller asked you to release an additional 19 pages, the introduction and summary that he had drafted. And indeed, in the letter, what he says is, quote, "I am requesting that you provide these materials to Congress and authorize their public release at this time." And the reason he says it is to fully capture the context, nature, and substance of the office's work and conclusion. So you did not release those 19 pages at that time. Instead, a couple of weeks later, you released 448 pages, the entire report, which includes those 19 pages. Do I have that timeline correct?
That's right.
So their entire argument is, General Barr, you suppressed the 19 pages that are entirely public, that we have, that we can read, that they know every word of it. And their complaint is it was delayed a few weeks. And that was because of your decision not to release the report piecemeal, but rather to release those 19 pages with the entire 448 pages produced by the special counsel.
Yes.
If that is their argument, I have to say that is an exceptionally weak argument. Because if you're hiding something, I'll tell you right now, General Barr, you're doing a very lousy job of hiding it. Because the thing that they're suggesting you hid, you released to Congress and the American people. And so if anyone wants to know what's in those 19 pages that are being so breathlessly, oh, Bob Mueller said release the 19 pages. You did. You did it a couple of weeks later. But we can read every word of the 19 pages along with the full report. In your judgment, was the Mueller report thorough?
Yes.
Did they expend enormous time, energy, and resources investigating and producing that?
Yes.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, I'm going to wait to comment on this to the start of the fourth hour. Maybe we can send Drudge a email. Sometimes when I tell him to specifically comment on something, he's nice enough to give us that additional forum to communicate with the press and the president and the public, because Drudge is the water cooler of the planet. It was always a hoax that we were completely banned on Facebook and YouTube and all these places. Apple did say completely off our platforms, including the app. They claim false strikes on our YouTube and false strikes on Facebook. They said I beat up a 10-year-old kid, and they showed some ABC News footage of another guy in another city with a kid attacking him, and the guy pushes the kid back down. And then when Jack Dorsey was on Joe Rogan a few months ago, they said, why is Alex Jones banned? He goes, well, he He child endangerment. He beat up a small child. Just, I mean, it's insane. Well, but I kept explaining, but that's only those pages. Well, Oliver Darcy, the literal rat-like creature that slithers around policing and harassing conservative sponsors, in coordination, they banned Louis Farrakhan so they can then go anti-Semite and say all that, then mix my name in with it. Milo Yiannopoulos and InfoWars. My personal page that we didn't really update, but it was our personal page, and a bunch of old pages associated with films like Endgame and Terrorstorm and others from its platform as dangerous. So the new thing is they're calling things false news, not fake news, and they're calling it dangerous, and they slander me. No email came in. They just have locked the pages down. They don't tell me what I did. They just say I'm dangerous, and they talk about anti-Semitism. So this is what's going on. They also warned us they may ban the pages this week because we said the measles outbreak is coming from illegal aliens and showed an ABC News report. Maybe we can document camp shot that. So I'm not going to get to this till next hour. I want to talk to Leanne. I want to take phone calls. We're going to go into the fourth hour. Leanne, it's so good to have her here. We'll get into this. But they already have a shadow ban on these pages, so that it doesn't really even matter. People can go to those pages themselves and see material. So it has some effect, but it's kind of like having a fire hose and then dialing it back to a pixie straw. That's why you've got to point out to folks InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. That's how you find us. And they're trying to take our servers away there and shut us down. But it doesn't matter. The beautiful Rip Van Winkle is here. We'll explain how that she's Rip Van Winkle when we come back. Sweet Leanne McAdoo, smart Leanne McAdoo. When we come back, she has returned. The prodigal daughter. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tomorrow's News Today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the deep state is striking back big time. I'm going to reserve comment until the next hour. But they say I've been banned for being dangerous and anti-Semitic from Facebook. Then I will, quote, be purged. Purged! There's one thing to take me off your platform. There's another thing to make crap up, and then the deplatforming is this defamation. So we're going to get into all the calls with Leanne McAdoo. She's going to host with us in the next hour. Leanne, it is so good to see you. And I guess you started working here like 9 years ago. You've been gone to take care of your grandma about a year and a half ago. You took some other time off. I want to know, Ponce de Leon, he was looking for the Fountain of Youth in Florida. I know you live in Florida part of the time, but you have found the Fountain of Youth because you look almost as young as when I first met you. You're like dial back 6, 7, 8 years. What's happening here?
Yeah. You know what? This is what shutting off social media and the news and all the cacophony of voices out there will do to you. Gives you your life back, your energy, and, you know, it was a really tough year last year, 2018, so a lot of personal things going on, and I just took a mental health break, and, like, turning off social media was a huge part of that, and just taking forest bathing to a whole new degree with just living out in the woods in Topanga, climbing the mountains, going up in caves, and, you know, needed four-wheel drive. Amazing.
What is this website?
Oh, that's just, it hasn't been updated, but that's LeanneMcAdoo.com. You want to follow me there?
And, you know, we're married, supposedly.
Right.
We have a long relationship.
Apparently, I've been pregnant for like 8 years.
So. you're friends with my wife and all the rest of it, but yeah. I tell you, that just, I'm not that exciting, you know.
Oh, yeah, boy. The rumors are much more scandalous than life actually is. It's, you know.
You know, tell me about InfoWars. Well, InfoWars is just a bunch of work, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
We're in the Millennium Falcon and the tax here. You know, we're not.
Yeah, and it's just, it's incredible to just see how swiftly they kind of brought the hammer down and shut everything down. And really, you know, you could have gone on for 20, 30 more years and done your show. They wouldn't have cared. They wouldn't have touched you. But the fact that InfoWars played such a pivotal role in the 2016 election and they started to really go, wow, okay, they're dangerous because they're actually turning on people's minds and giving them different information than the media has been able to control all the information streams all of these years. And, of course, with the Internet, too many people waking up too fast to the fact that they are being programmed and propaganda onslaught from the mainstream media sources. So, of course, before this next big election coming up, they've got to shut down all those voices that that cost them the election in 2016.
And I love how they'll go to Congress and say, we've never censored anybody or anything. And then they'll just systematically go, we're going to ban everybody that got Trump elected. And then they lie why they ban you when they do it. That's the defamation. Like, okay, Facebook, you're going to ban me. Why do you say dangerous and anti-Semitic? You know, it's not true. You're just lying jerks, man.
I can say, you know, just being out of clown world for the last year, just talking to people kind of one-on-one, a lot of it is that once they label you as racist or anti-Semitic or this or that, it's almost like how communist China, they have the
social score,
and
they unperson people.
They make it to where now your friends or your true fans, they're embarrassed to say that they follow you or this or that because, oh, now I'm going to be associated with this anti-Semite or whatever, even if it's not true. But now that you've been labeled as that,
yeah, they give into the peer pressure, mm-hmm. and then now it gives the bullies more power.
Exactly, and that's what it is there's almost a timidity with people where they're like, oh yeah, I love Alex, you know, I watch it, you know, because it's like they're seeing this tyranny kind of come down
and they know mainstream media lies, but literally most people I talk to go, I used to love you when you were on air. I wish you were still on air. And I'm like, you know, the media lies in a way. Our show's gotten bigger. We have video and our own audio. You do? Yeah. Oh, I know your site's there, but it's like the media said, he's gone. Right. And they go, he is gone. Again. It's just, again, they could have gotten rid of these other pages a long time ago. They chose to, like, dole this out.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it keeps it in the news cycle how you're bad, and then they can wrap you up with whoever the new bad guy is, Louis Farrakhan. I mean,
well, let me say this about Louis Farrakhan. Obviously, he's a big interview. He says a lot of things that I think make sense, like black communities shouldn't be dependent, they should have their own businesses, all that's great. He says some things I disagree with. I went and did a famous interview, so did 60 Minutes. And he had dinner with me and wanted to know, I want to stop the race war, I want to figure out how to work with Trump to bring people together. But he goes, I don't know if my constituents are going to get that. He's tried to stop and, like, you know, in your old age, kind of transcend things. The media gave it zero coverage. There's Louis Farrakhan saying, I want whites and blacks and everybody else to come together, and Jews and Christians and Muslims, and it got no coverage.
Well, it also got no coverage when President Obama was there eating dinner with him. You know, that got no coverage. They kept that picture from making the rounds on social media until well after he was out of office. Or the Women's March. Linda Sarsour and these others who they just put up on this pedestal, and everyone's like, well, wait
a minute. No, I agree. But I mean, I think David Duke, Louis Farrakhan, I mean, I'll say it. I've interviewed David Duke. I've talked to him. He's like a robot. Farrakhan has a lot of charm, and I think deep down means well. And, you know, back when he started all this stuff, people were oppressing black folks. They had to have their own identity to stand up. And I think now he gets that it's a large, he's being played now. With Duke, he's just playing the whole game.
Right. Yeah, and obviously I don't agree with a lot of what these people say. And
but they have a right to a platform.
Exactly. And that's it. It's like, I did see on Twitter that the big scandal was that Venezuela took CNN off the air. And that's terrible. That's bad because the dictator is taking CNN off the air. But then meanwhile, we've got like Oliver Darcy and others celebrating other people here in a country where we actually have free speech as part of our constitution, the right to free speech, free press.
Yeah.
They're celebrating that being taken down. It's just like, it is clown world. I'm already feeling crazy again.
I want to make this interview about you, how much we miss you and how awesome you are, and to take calls. And instead, it's gonzo journalism. We're back in the news under attack again. And by the way, folks, I'm not a victim. I'm a target, like Tommy Robinson says. But let me explain something. For everything you see on the surface, and Leanne can attest to this, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. They played some dirty tricks on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's why I just, you know, when Matt Drudge came here years ago and said to get out of these internet ghettos and to shut it down.
I wish I'd have listened to him more then. I mean, I tried.
Yeah. Well, I did. I mean, I've really...
Well, they admit it manipulates your dopamine. Social media is meant to make you depressed. And you say you're so happy now that you're out of it.
Yeah. And I can't delete my accounts and everything because I've got to keep a record with this lawsuit that I'm involved in. You know, I can't delete...
That's right. You got sued by the Vatican, by Georgetown University, yeah, that's funding it, lying and saying you said that some dude killed a woman. You never said that.
No, I nodded. I'm named in the lawsuit because I went... which is, you know, what you do when you're looking into the camera.
Well, you're terrorizing people.
Yeah, it's just silencing any dissenting voices, so anyone who might make an impact.
You're awesome, and we're going to come back and take phone calls and get into a bunch of issues, and it's so good to have you here. It's good. I mean, hell, you're here like 7-8 years. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the front lines of the information war,
It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to Tracy and all these other callers that have been holding Leanne Magadish. She's going to host me into the next hour. She's back in studio with us. And she took off about a year to take care of her grandmother who was sick. And then she just took off some more time, which I think is great. And then she called up last week and said, hey, I'm coming to town. Can I come on the show? And she's here. So, it's awesome to have her here. Well, next hour, I'll get into being banned with Louis Farrakhan and Milo Yiannopoulos for being, quote, dangerous. They don't even say why. They just say, well, he's anti-Semitic like Louis Farrakhan. Well, even if that guy's criticized people, I think he has a right to free speech. But regardless, this mixing me in with him is crazy. We'll get to that next hour.
Yeah. And it's all by design, of course, so that no matter what you say, or it can be discredited, and if anyone wants to talk about you or share your information on their social media accounts that still exist, they can be ostracized from their community too, just like communist China. It's almost like the social media giants are shifting their rules in terms of service so that they can do business in these communist countries.
Oh, no, they admit that's the official plan.
Right. So they got to shut down any dissenting voices, anyone that's...
For a global system of no free speech except for authoritarians. And people have to fight back. That's why Drudge came here, like you said, 3 years ago and said, you must do everything at InfoWars.com and NewsWars. You must have your own audio. You must have your own video. We already had most of that. Now we do. But people then still think we're not on air.
Right. Well,
they think radio and TV doesn't exist now. Yeah. They think it's only Facebook. It's only YouTube. It's only Twitter.
That's the only place I can get my information from. And then we wonder why everyone is crazy. I think there was a report out on Drudge the other day that talked about how, regardless, that the economy is doing good and people are in a better place, and everyone is still mentally ill. People are angry, they're upset, and they can't accept that things are okay.
Have
things
you seen how deranged the left's getting?
Here's the thing, because I have a lot of my friends are like on the left. They're progressives. I'm always kind of torn because,
well, you're a libertarian yourself.
These are real human beings, yeah, that I love and know. And so, you know, I just got in a big argument with a good friend of mine because she said, you know, Trump, they brought the Mueller report out and he's guilty colluding with the Russians. And I'm like, no, that's absolutely not what that report said. Yes, it is. It said this, and there's collusion and obstruction, and I'm just like, no, that is not true. What are you talking about? It actually, and then she's like, well, did you read it? Well, I don't want to, and then I don't want to hear anyone's opinion about it until they've read the report themselves. And I'm like, well, did you read it? No. Okay, well, then why are you coming so strongly, like, attached to this ideology that the Mueller report said that Trump colluded with the Russians? Like, it's just, we are dealing with people who have their mindset that these are the facts.
They turn their will over to it because...
Yeah, it's just...
You've been here. You've been screamed, you're a Russian agent. You've seen what's happened to us. I mean, there's no Russians here telling us what to do. There's no Russian funding. It's our audience funding us.
Right.
Did anybody ever tell you what to do here?
No. No, and that's the thing that's just... That's why I had to take a step back, because I realize that we're arguing up against a brick wall, and it's almost as if our realities are superimposed. And so you have the left living in this reality, the right living in this reality, and everyone's just yelling at each other, and they believe that their version of reality is true. The truth. And we're not
coming
together.
We go to Democrat events, and none of, like, 99% will not talk or be normal. They just start screaming, Alex murders children. Alex is a murderer, and they just start foaming at the mouth and going crazy. I don't know, in this whole weird world, why they chose us to be their main enemy. But they are just freaked out.
Well, I think it's kind of in their face as well. A lot of people are kind of waking up to the fact that the governor of Virginia, for some reason, is still the governor of Virginia, even though he's caught in a KKK robe and blackface.
I'm a KKK outfit, and I'm going to kill the baby after it's... I mean, it's like...
And there's a total double standard, and that was the thing that I, you know, what really... that was the only truth that I could find inside of my heart, was that I needed to take a step back and get back in touch with my own intuition and really strengthen my discernment, because there's just so much misinformation out there right now and disinformation, you know, by design, lying to people.
No, I agree. I want to go to Tracy in these calls, and you'll have the floor next hour, and you're awesome for being here. But I want to ask you, give me your real summation, because you called, wanted to come in. I've been asking you to come in or come on for a year. You said, listen, I'm unplugged. I'm having to figure this out. What would you define InfoWars? Because everybody knows you're a good, smart person, a very pure person. You know, when it comes to your view of things, you're not taking other people's brainwashing in. How would you define InfoWars? Because, you know, they project all these lies on us. They claim all this stuff's going on here that isn't happening.
Well, I mean, it is the tip of the spear. And if people could go back into our archives, which, you know, now we're going to have to upload everything, but they would see all of the information that's there that they don't want you to have access to.
We really have been
fighting against these dead on. And the fact that you were talking about 5G and the internet and how they were going to start controlling what people are able to access information and taking you off the internet if you
10 years ago
don't play the game. And people were like, oh, he's just a crazy guy. And now it's like almost just a weird irony that they did it to you first.
But don't the establishment get, or the public even get, that they're banning us because they're so afraid of what we're doing. And now they went, oh, we banned him before, it didn't work. Now let's tie him to Farrakhan. And I'm not even attacking Farrakhan. I'm not going to take the cheap trick of like saying, oh, Farrakhan, I'm out with Farrakhan. The point is that they just did this now as a cheap trick.
Right. And it is. It's all social programming. It's all programming so that people will be ashamed, embarrassed, or whatever to associate with InfoWars because CNN said it was, you know, anti-Semitic. And it's just like people don't understand how much they're being conditioned and programmed. And that's why you got to
step back.
Also,
saying everything's racist takes away from real racists that are out there and creates racism. I want to take some calls. I said I would, but I want to get more into this and your time forest bathing and everything, because I want to go do that too. Everybody should do it. Study show an hour a day outside literally makes you way more healthy and happy. Tracy, you held over 40 minutes and 30 minutes. I appreciate you. People that didn't hear what you had to say 30 minutes ago, you 40 minutes ago, you broke it down saying Obama gave the orders for the illegal spying. That's the ace in the hole of the Democrats, why Hillary's so arrogant. Because if then it leads back to Obama, you can't indict him because he's a former president and he's black. That's why they're pushing the race war narrative, and everything went bing, 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 a big old light bulb went off over my head. So what other knowledge you want to dump on us?
And in all honesty, one, how you doing, Ms. Leanne?
Hello there.
Long time. Great to have you back. One thing about it is, what you mention all the time, is the zeitgeist. They have one too, but theirs is of their father. You know what I mean? And right now, he feels the fire on his behind. So he has to.
No, you're a little bit overdriven. Tracy, you're awesome. Back off your phone just a little bit. You're just like me. You're talking loud. Back up a little bit.
Just a little better?
Yes.
That's better. Go ahead. Start over. You're talking about zeitgeist.
Basically, what I was saying is, you touch on this just about daily about the zeitgeist. What we have to realize is that the enemy's zeitgeist is just like ours. It's just as powerful, even though we have the side of good, and they feel as though everything right now is speeding up, because what you have to realize is their zeitgeist wasn't awakened until Trump was elected. So for them, everything was all good until Trump was elected.
Wow.
This is why they're going so crazy so fast, because right now their world is deteriorating too. Their life is deteriorating.
We did this for five other callers, and I haven't started the podcast yet. I'm 2 years behind. But get this guy's name, because get his number, Tracy's number, and info. I want to get him on as a guest, because everything Tracy's saying is crystallizing. That's exactly right. We have a zeitgeist. We have a digital cellular network, Sixth Sense. The enemy has one, and their broadcasting system is saying, shut Jones down. Shut Jones down. I'm not trying to act powerful. My God, though, they're obsessed with it. What do you think, looking into their zeitgeist? I'm going to come back to you, and you're going to finish up here, Tracy. But right now, why do you think in their zeitgeist they want to get us?
Because in all honesty, we're the only thing that stops them from the one world government. Our zeitgeist, not necessarily Christians, but anybody who doesn't want to live under anybody. And that's the number one thing that they want. They want us to live up under them.
They want serfs, not citizens.
No, that's it. Anybody that has a spirit not want to be a slave.
Right.
the anti-slavery zeitgeist. We're going to come right back and finish up with Tracy. He's on fire. And I promise we'll go to the other callers. Leanne McAdoo's here with us. This is awesome to have Leanne back. I don't even care if I'm getting banned on Facebook even more because Leanne's here. It's like a member of the family here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Before, but she came back even stronger. I can't wait. Next hour, we're going to do it all. I'll spend a couple segments, like six after, addressing the Facebook man. Then I'm done with it. It's just par for the course. We're taking calls right now. I appreciate everybody holding. Tracy, you said some powerful stuff today, and I appreciate you holding so long to finish it. Say what you first said when you were on earlier, and then repeat that about the zeitgeist, and then lay some more knowledge on us, because I'm not kissing your ass. Everything you're saying is why I'm taking these calls, because sometimes when I can't figure something out, I open the phones up. There's always one caller particularly that delivers the goods. You're doing it right now, Tracy. So give me the zeitgeist.
All right, so back to what I was saying earlier about how the whole Civil War is going to start. In all honesty, I feel like they've been gearing up for Trump's announcement. I actually believe that the insurance plan is them getting caught, because that insures our destruction, because we're going to revolt against that, if this makes sense.
You said they're pushing us into revolt.
Yes, sir. They're pushing us into revolt, which would ultimately lead to the economic collapse. It would lead to open borders. It would actually lead into everything they're trying to push for now.
And that's why Trump's been so restrained, is he knows they're trapped.
Yes, sir. Exactly. So I truly believe that, like I was saying, with the Civil War, yeah, the indictment is really what's going to do it.
Well, let me ask you this then. You're a smart guy. Well, who is Trump then in this panopticon of characters? What do you think he's thinking right now? What's your view on Trump?
In all honesty, I'm with you. There's a lot of things that I like, even though he's kind of the whole 5G, the vaccines and all of that. But in his mind right now, I truly believe he's just waiting for Barr to finish up so he can do the whole counterintelligence report that they've already got together the same day that they got the initial Mueller report. He's just waiting to drop that.
Oh, let me tell you, he tries everything he says he's going to do. And let me tell you, he's coming after him. I mean, it's happening. And I guess the establishment doesn't want me on air telling their stay-behind networks that we're coming for you. But they won't get off our back. I don't want to hang their head on the wall for some pissing contest. But, I mean, they're not stopping.
Right, and what I truly believe is no one actually wants this. We have to talk about this in order to stop it. Mr. Knight says it best. The only way to stop bad speech is for free speech, and right now all we hear is bad speech. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
All right, no, I agree. Now, I want to start a show with the best callers we've got, where every week we do a show for 3 or 4 hours where we have 5 or 6 callers with each other. We have a moderator. So let's get your name and number, my friend, and get you on as a regular guest, because you brought up a lot of powerful points, and I appreciate callers holding while you laid that out. I mean, Leon, you can just feel, like you said during the break, there is an acceleration, there's a time of change, there's a time of choice happening.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and that's kind of where we're at, is the people who understand how energy works, and who understand, you know, when we come together in groups. I mean, it's in the Bible, to come together in my name, two or more, I'll be there. There's a spirit, there is an energy that is created when people come together, and it's palpable. If you're in a sports stadium and everyone's cheering on the other side, it's like there's an energy that's created. And so people in power, or people out there playing chess, they understand how to take that energy and drive it in a certain way. Whereas people are genuinely upset with the state of affairs, but then someone is going, oh, you're very angry. Well, let me take that anger and I'm going to plus you to this.
Everybody has sixth sense. They just don't know how to read it. And so they tell you, you're upset. There's an enemy taking over. Mm-hmm. There's an evil power. It's the Russians.
Right.
And people go, yeah, there is an evil. No, it's the globalists.
Right.
I'm not even defending the Russians. Trump put Russians down, but they're a joke compared to the people around our country. And they're a joke compared to the Chinese, okay? The Russians just want to run their own country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're just like old-fashioned or whatever. They don't want power because they've already got power. They don't have needle dick syndrome is the issue. America didn't used to have that either. And so what's going on with the communist Chinese and these globalists is they want the power because they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are literally telling people, you feel that evil? Yeah, that's Trump and Alex Jones and the Russians. No, man, that's not the evil.
Right.
People have to learn, like, yeah, you're feeling evil. It isn't us.
Right. Well, that's it. You're right. We all do have a sixth sense. We all have that inner discernment and that inner knowing. It's our inner wisdom. It's our birthright. We're born with it. You know, we are connected to our God, right? And the thing is I think with the internet and everything, it almost raised that frequency. It pulled everyone's antenna up a little bit higher to where we were starting to say, well, wait a minute, I feel like what this news is giving me isn't the full story. I feel like this isn't the truth. Let me go get some information.
Yeah, they thought it would enslave us. Instead, it triggered us.
Right. And so now they're almost having to scramble the frequency because we've raised our frequency a little bit to have a higher understanding, I mean, worldwide. And so now they're almost having to scramble that
everywhere.
Frequency.
It's happening everywhere.
Right. It's not even in just these little pockets anymore. I mean, we're getting to that 100th monkey syndrome. And so so they know that it's like time is now. Like this is the time to launch Operation Garden Plot or to, you know, get those frequencies just kind of really agitated so we can start civil war. It's the divide and conquer. We talk about this all the
time.
This
is an epic time, and now it's time for prayer. It's time for people that love decency and honor to come together and just be loving. It's time to reach out because I can make fun of the left all day and I do it. Then I realize I should be sad actually for these people. They're captured.
Right. Well, and at the end of the day, we have to remember like these are real human beings. These are everyone's got something going on in their life. Nobody.
Oh, speaking of you, I know your grandmother had you don't get your private stuff or shit.
Sure.
She had a brain tumor all the way through that, and then your mom got cancer, and your dad died. I mean, you went through a lot the last few years. And
last just, year.
And the enemy turned it into, you know, I raped you or something was why you left. I mean,
right.
That's what the internet does. It's sick.
Right. Yeah. That's, you know, that was the thing. That was another reason why I just shut it all down because everyone was creating all
like
of
you
these.
Said when it rains it pours.
Yeah, it, last year was hard. I mean, everybody here in the studio, we lost Joe Jennings, and you know, a few of my friends' mothers.
He's
you know,
such a sweetheart too.
Yeah, it's just it was a rough year. It was a very tough time, and a lot of people out there that want to come up with their own conspiracy theories about why I wasn't around. You know, it's just
it's
people
sick.
Need to stop and like realize the energy that they're putting out in the world. And
it's evil. It's evil just to make up that, you know, Alex Jones broke Leanne's jaw. That's why she's gone. We've never kissed each other.
Everyone,
it's all
like,
a damn lie. Her dad died. Her mom had cancer. Her grandmother. It's like this is the real world, people. This isn't a joke.
Right. And that's what we're kind of losing. What we need to get back to is our compassion for each other and like empathy, real empathy, where we can feel for people because everybody's going through something. Like everyone is, and I don't even think people mean to be bad when they're like celebrating
in
war.
Hell of the BuzzFeed and others. When they were trying to take my kids and lying about me in court and had it on the news and like 30 reporters, they would laugh at me and lick their lips like little demons and they thought that was getting to me. It hurt me that they were so evil.
Right.
Like, wow, there's this many evil people? Like, you go for my kids?
Right.
Like, they have no bottom, Leanne.
Celebrating the breakup of a family and just, you know, that's evil. Like, that is not where we need to be
headed.
How
the hell do they produce so many evil people?
I don't know. And I think it's, you know, obviously the more power you get, and that's something that
summons the demons.
The media has gotten a lot of power taken away from them in the last few years because a lot of people are waking up to the fact that it's just pure propaganda and whoever their owners are have an agenda.
Exactly. They don't get it. We don't want power. I don't want I want them off my back.
Well, you never even monetized your videos or anything until maybe a year or so ago. You wanted everything to be free, just everybody download it, put it, upload it to your own website. I don't care. I'm not going to hit you with a trademark violation or anything. You just wanted the information to be out there. Anyone can use it. Anyone can take it. And, you know, I think that says a lot, you know, the difference between other entities that are trying to hold on to their power by any means necessary to the point that they're making the case to alter our Constitution and redefine free speech. And
well, they really came after you because you were powerful on air, and then you didn't leave because of that. Well, there are fake lawsuits against you. You left because your grandmother had a brain tumor. Your mother got cancer. Your dad died all in a year and a half. And just, you know, I didn't even know your dad had died until you just told me. I knew you went through a lot. And it's just I know your mom's still fighting. And it's just, we're praying for you and your family.
Well, yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why I really wanted to come back to just say thank you to everyone out there in InfoWars that prayed for my mom, that donated to her GoFundMe campaign. And she wouldn't have been able to get surgery on her cancer. She didn't qualify for any help. She didn't have insurance. My mom, like, walks dogs, you know, for some extra cash. She takes care of my grandmother full time. So she, you know, when we went to the hospital, even the lady there felt for my mom, because there's money set aside for people who, you know, are here illegally and can't afford to have surgery. And this is, she told us that straight up, and that's why she was so upset that my mom.
Oh yeah, none of these illegal aliens, but they get everything free. Citizens don't.
Right, and the lady was so upset about it that she really went out of her way to help my mom to make sure, and just everyone out there at InfoWars, I just can't even say thank you enough. My mom really appreciated it too, so she's on the upswing. So
that's good. We're gonna come back with hour number four. Your phone call straight ahead, and I'll address the citizenship.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.